Pete Hoekstra is looking at all of this with a practiced eye, a seasoned politician, but also now chair of the Michigan Republican Party, former ambassador to the Netherlands under former President Donald Trump. And Pete joins us live this morning. Good morning, Ambassador.
Hey, good morning.
Got to ask you about the news of the day yesterday. Christina Caramo, like a bad
Still
penny,
there.
It comes back, files in the Court of Appeals, and it's going to make a run at your job again through the judiciary. You know, this is just as you're beginning to rebuild those bridges with some of your traditional donors. How potentially disruptive could this be?
I don't think it's disruptive at all. As I said for the last 3 or 4 months, the majority of the Republican Party is focused on what we need to be focused on, and that is winning elections this November. I've got a great general counsel. Former Congressman Mike Bishop is doing an awesome job. We've won everything in the courts. I continue that. I predict that that streak is going to continue. And so, we're focused at the MIGOP. We're focused on the main mission, which is winning in November.
You know, and the appeal against Judge Rossi's decision, it really centers on that issue of subject matter jurisdiction. Like, how do you respond to Caramo's attorney's argument that the judge didn't have the right to make the decision?
Well, I mean, she can appeal whatever she wants. Her track record in court of her and her team has been pretty awful. And so I'm not a lawyer. I'm a marketing guy. We're letting Bishop take care of that and our team there. Marketing people get into trouble when they start talking about the law.
The law.
And lawyers, lawyers get in trouble when they start talking about how to market their campaign. So we each have our roles. We're going to be fine. We're going to be absolutely fine.
Pete, what? How do these two people market themselves on debate night? I mean, the people that are in the bases are in the base already. How do they market themselves to, say, the independents or the Nikki Haley voters?
Well, I mean, just take a look at what Donald Trump has been doing for the last month. He's marketing himself to Biden voters, and he's also marketing himself to undecided voters. He's in Michigan. He's talking to the UAW, not necessarily reliable Republican voters, but they voted for him in 2016. This crazy push to EV vehicles by the Biden administration, by the Whitmer administration, that's going to put them out of work. Guess what? They're coming over to Donald Trump. He's reaching out into the ethnic communities, the Hispanic community, the Black community. He's doing it in New York. He went to the Bronx. He was in Philly this past weekend. He had a great reception in Detroit, 2 weeks ago. And there he's talking about, the Democrats and Joe Biden, they've left you behind. Inflation is killing these groups. The issue set is totally with Donald Trump. For a more prosperous and a better America, that's what they're going to talk about. Trump's record on inflation versus Biden's record inflation. And then, we've got this issue on the border. Somewhere between what? Now we're up to estimates are anywhere between 12 and 17 million people who have come across the border illegally. And then you throw in a little bit of Ukraine, the uncertainty and the chaos in the Middle East. And I'll tell you, the Donald Trump years are looking really, really good.
But we also look at the deficit. And if you look at the amount of debt that was racked up under Donald Trump, non-COVID debt, according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, you know them, I know them, they are righteously nonpartisan. They say that the debt doubled at the rate that it did under Joe Biden. Isn't that also inflationary, Pete?
It is inflationary. We had unprecedented chaos from COVID.
But this is non-COVID spending. $4 trillion versus $2 trillion.
No, I mean, the folks clearly in Washington spent too much money for the last, since we balanced the budget back when I was in Congress. So they've been on a spending spree for the last 20
right.
years. Clearly that has to be dealt with. Clearly that has to be addressed. it'll be interesting to see what plans we have moving forward on getting our house back in order and stopping government spending.
But also talking about fixing Social Security and Medicare, something that neither of these men have wanted to touch. It's like the nuclear rail. Pete Hoekstra, thanks so much. Looking forward to talking to you after the debate. Enjoy it. Popcorn and maybe a beverage.
That popcorn and a beverage sounds really, really good. Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Pete Hoekstra, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Your headlines and an infuriating story. The attackers of the Oakland County deputy were out on bond? Why? That's next.